Hey, awesome ones, I'm Bill.
And I'm Heather, and hey, welcome to the Awesome Over 50 Show.
So I think if you really describe us and the kind of music that we liked in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s, we're rock and rollers.
Oh, you know, that's what I grew up with, and you too.
And I'm talking Bon Jovi, we've seen Aerosmith. I don't know if the Eagles are in there, but just that whole genre, which is the complete opposite of classical music and going to what a lot of people consider a little more upscale, dressing up to go to the theater and that sort of thing. But oh my gosh, we discovered this and now it's like a whole world has opened up for us.
And it is. It is a whole new world. And that's just what I love about discovering things. It's just wonderful.
And I would say that, you know, once you get dressed up, once you have your ticket, once you walk through those, they're always kind of brass doors or silver, you know, stainless steel doors and the ceiling heights and sitting in those chairs. And you feel like you're somewhere else. You can't compare it to an outdoor concert or even an arena concert because the sound and people are quiet also during. I mean, remember the Beatles when I never saw them, but I heard when the Beatles came in the 60s, like nobody could even hear the music because everybody mm-hmm. was screaming so mm-hmm. much. And you get a lot of that when there's a concert of a rock and roller because everybody's singing the songs and, you know, they got their cameras out and everything else. There's none of that at the theater or at the symphony or the ballet.
Or even the opera.
No.
I mean, there's so many different things to see, like you just mentioned, the opera, the ballet, the symphony. And, you know, I was thinking, why wasn't I into this when I was a teenager? And don't get me wrong, a lot of young children are, and teenagers are. But like you said, we grew up in that age of rock and roll from the 60s into the 70s. And that was our life then. I've always said, our life changes. There's like 7-year phases or seasons in everybody's life. And during those years, that was what was cool. That was what we wanted to do in our lives anyway. And then as we get older, we start, obviously, to discover these new things. We start to, you bring your date there, your significant other, and it's just a whole new world.
I think also it depends on how you grew up as well.
Right, yeah.
Like we were definitely, you could say, you know, that you can't sort of make it for everybody
no.
because you and I were both middle class, kind of suburban. And the thought of my parents going out to the theater, the symphony or the opera just never came up. It wasn't something that we would do. I mean, we'd be going out on a picnic by a lake or something more than we would ever get dressed up for the theater. So I think it's how you grew up as well, not necessarily when you grew up. Not everybody who grew up in our time frame, thankfully, are not all rock and rollers, or there wouldn't be a symphony.
That's right.
You know, there wouldn't be people singing in the opera or whatever. But let's just break it down a little bit, because I think the first place that we went, and I was in my 40s when I went to my first theater.
That surprised me.
I know, it's crazy. But anyway, the theater we found out is not just musicals.
No.
A lot of people think, I don't want to go to the theater. It's all just this musical.
Everybody thinks Cats, maybe.
Yeah, I don't. Well, that actually, that was the very first musical I ever saw. And I don't know, I didn't like it that much. But mm-hmm. then I saw Les Miserables, mm-hmm. which is a musical, but different. And oh my gosh, I just went, what have I been missing? This is just incredible. And also, we went to New York City, and remember we saw Glengarry Glenn Ross.
Right, right.
I think Alan Alda was in that.
Yeah, he was in it.
And Liev Schreiber was in it.
Right.
And we're looking at these amazing actors, and 12 Angry Men we've seen locally as well. And, I mean, it doesn't have to be a musical. It could be. I mean, How many musicals have we seen that just blew us out of the world? Cabaret was amazing.
Phantom of the Opera,
of course. And of course, when we were in New York City, we just had to see Fiddler on the Roof. It's such a classic.
Well, it was. That was amazing. And I was just going to say, Heather, you mentioned when you were in your 40s, you went to see Les Miserables. Well, with me, it was when I was, in my early 20s, very early 20s, maybe I was still 19. I was at college, and in our first year, our English teacher says, we're going to go see this play. And I thought, what does this have to do with what I'm taking? So we went, it was a small theater, and the very first play that I saw was Tennessee Williams' one, Night of the Iguana.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, when those house lights went down, I was just taken away and put right on that porch of the set.
Mm-hmm,
and it was just, and I never turned back.
So it is amazing how you're transported into these places, really. And
mm-hmm.
and you're not just there watching, you're really integrated into these theater plays. But the next thing I wanted to talk about was the symphony. And I know that I showed you or let you listen, that didn't sound right. But I had you listen to some Baroque music one day. And I said, you know, there stimulates a certain part of the brain. And they've done studies on this. And it's really good for thinking patterns. And then you just loved it.
Yeah. No, it was the stepping stone into the classical music, which I found Mozart was my ultimate favorite.
And Bach is, classic Baroque music is Bach. The other thing about the symphony is a lot of people go, I don't know if I want to go there and listen to Mozart. Well, we've gone to a symphony program where they played the Amadeus movie. And then the symphony actually played all the music as the background.
Live, yeah, they played live.
And it was incredible. And there's one on right now, I don't know if you read about it, but it's all about the Bond music that the symphony is playing.
Yeah.
And
they also did Star Wars. And
yeah, the musical themes from famous movies. So don't just think that, I don't know if I'm into this Mozart or Beethoven sort of thing. There's so much more. And to see these people who are at the peak of their professionalism, in their craft, it's just incredible.
So in a nutshell, the symphony is not just classical music.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Heather said, the symphony is the James Bond themes, the Star Wars, it's just, the world is your oyster with it.
Well, they certainly, a lot of these, you'll see the Philharmonic Orchestras, you'll see if you have a city that's a major city, maybe the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, these are all major, major orchestras. And of course, the maestro, is it the maestro?
Mm-hmm.
Conductor. The conductor, yeah, right. They're so incredible as well. But once in a while, too, you'll get a soloist on maybe a violin. And it's like, oh my gosh, like how did he do that? Or how did she do that? And it is something to behold, which also, after we saw that, we decided to see a few operas. And that was another different experience.
You know what I like about it? Like, I never thought, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I never thought I'd be talking like this about the opera. But what I loved about the opera was the sets.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I couldn't really understand maybe the language they're singing in, but I felt it. I
mm-hmm.
felt it. And I also was taken by the beautiful sets.
Mm-hmm. And we've seen Carmen, which, again, it puts you right there into their little town. And Madame Butterfly.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I just felt so almost welling up with tears. And the soloist, I mean, and the baritones, I mean, the men and the women, you're just blown away by their voice range and how they can hold a note, but also hold your emotions together in whatever they're singing. And then after the opera, we started watching the ballet.
Yeah, I'd have to say for me, that's ranked first, obviously, is the theater, the symphony, the opera, and then with me it would be the ballet. But don't get me wrong, we went to see Swan Lake, and that was just, talk about sets and the dancing. It was just unbelievable.
Well, another thing about me is I took 7 years of ballet, and I was, I think, in my 60s by the time I saw my very first...
I thought you meant you took 7 years of ballet in your 60s.
No. But I was in my 60s when I saw my first real professional ballet, and it was Swan Lake with you.
Yeah.
And everybody said, how come you haven't seen the ballet? Well, again, there was just other stuff to do. Yeah, I was raising kids. So, you know, I was going through, I had a modeling career at one time. You know, I have all these things that I was doing. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting there watching Swan Lake. I knew all the pirouettes. I knew all of the different positions they were going into, the height that they would get from ballet. I mean, I had toe shoes. I had the whole thing. And just saying, wow, you know, this is ballet. It wasn't what I was doing, which was nothing compared to this. But also the sets in the ballet, all the ensemble in people, other people in the ballet, and also the fact that there's an orchestra there too.
I was just going to say that, the orchestra, unbelievable.
I mean, a lot of people think that it's just classical music, or it's just musicals, or it's just all of these things. Oh, I forgot about something. I forgot to mention, too. We have a video out, and it's at awesomeover50.com, where we go to some of these places, and stay till the end of the video, because there's a real twist at the end of it, at the symphony. It's something you wouldn't, you really wouldn't expect. Bill and I have something kind of fun at the end of that, so make sure you watch that. But also in this video, we talk about how when we order the tickets, the way to order them now is really just go online and print them out. And well, no more of waiting for the mail to come in and all of that sort of thing. Sorry, Bill, what were you saying?
No, I was just going to say, you're right. It's the safest way to do it. As long as you do a test print, make sure you have ink and paper. Mm-hmm. Then you have them in your hands, and make sure you bring the credit cards, you ordered on with you, just in case. And just quickly, Heather, before I forget this, I was just going to say, the other thing I love about going to the arts is the history of it. Sometimes you go into a building that's over 100 years old, a theater. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The other thing is the night out. It's not just we're going to go see a symphony. Mm-hmm. We go out maybe early and we have some dinner nearby, and then we go see the performance. And then depending what night it is, if it's, you know, a weekend or Friday night, we might go out afterwards and have one little drink and talk about what we saw.
And that just reminds me, too, about a little drink. When you get to the theater or the opera or the symphony, see if you can pre-order, if you like, the little ice cream. You know, they usually have a Haagen-Dazs. Or if you want a glass of wine, pre-order it, because you only have like 15 minutes as an intermission. And there's a huge lineup. We just go up. We've already paid for everything. Grab our wine.
Has my name on it or your
name? Yeah, and that's in the video as well. So we show you how to do all of that. I think the other point that I want to make, too, is that go solo to these things.
Yes, good point.
If you're not in a relationship, then we talk to so many people while we're having a glass of wine. Sometimes we specifically just sit at the table where they are at and say, can we sit here? And we get into these conversations with a lot of people that just go solo. And don't stop having a good night out just because you're going solo. I mean, enjoy what is out there, and, you know, I think, or get another girlfriend to come, or maybe two or three girlfriends to come, or another couple, whatever. Just get out there. And I think the message that we want to say here is, if you haven't checked out a lot of these things, go check them out. You know, whether you love it or not, it's a great experience, and experience helps to keep it awesome.
Oh, that's for sure. Keep it awesome.